Chapter 3, The Time. Defining the time of the party and limiting the number of hours are crucial. My heart sinks when I get an invitation for an open house that reads, "Come any time between 1 and 6, or 5 o'clock on. The thing is that you never know when to go. I like to be at a party when it reaches critical mass, so I'll have a chance to see as many friends as possible. With these open-ended open houses, it's a total crapshoot. You arrive at 3 p.m., figuring that's the middle of the party, and find that all the people you wanted to talk to were there from 1 to 2:30. Or you hear the next day that a whole group of fun people showed up just after you left. Just after you left in desperation, having circled the buffet table 20 times, eaten too many ham biscuits, and had several endless conversations with the 6 foreign exchange students who happened to be the only guests while you were there. I want to see 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on the invitation. Even 6 to 9 is dicey because that's 3 hours from which to choose, and you're bound to miss a lot of people unless you show up at the beginning and stay until the bitter end. Basically, I think that unless it's dinner or supper, a 2-hour time limit is the safest guarantee that the party will be fun and the guests will have a good time. Besides, they always stay an hour later anyway, and 3 hours is enough for a cocktail party. Invitations should be clear. There are all kinds of subtle and arcane little signals on invitations for the cognoscenti. But unless you go out a lot and get a lot of invitations, sometimes it's hard to know what in God's name the host or hostess is inviting you for. At least, however, you should know the basics. RSVP is from the French répondez s'il vous plaît. Please respond. It means what it says. Regrets only means you should respond only if you're not coming. To remind means you've already been invited and this is a reminder. Often the French pour mémoire is used instead of to remind. You don't have to do anything about that one except make sure the party's in your calendar. I don't like to go anywhere in the evening before 6 p.m. I just don't feel like drinking earlier than that. So unless you're going on to some event later and have no choice, 6 p.m. is really the earliest you should start your party. That gives people time to get out of work and get to the party at a decent hour, or to go home and change if they feel grubby. I know people work later in Washington than they do in other communities. You just have to judge this by how you and your friends live, but anything that starts here before 6 is usually deadly.